Look, there's everyone knows, I think this is an acronym that everyone knows. You get to Parsha Shmais, and most of you know it, right? Ve'ele Shmais, v'chayev Adam l'maid ha-parsha sh'tayim mikra ve'echa targum. Right? I think it's known. Ve'ele Shmais, v'chayev Adam l'maid ha-parsha sh'tayim mikra ve'echa targum. So the problem's like this. The problem is that acronym is in Shmais. Now most of us, when we hit Shmais, if we're still holding by sh'tayim mikra, most of us, we don't need chizik. Well, if you're still holding that sh'tayim mikra by Shmais, don't need chizik, because now you want to get there. Maybe you need chizik when you get to Vayikra. You know what I'm talking about? And maybe you need chizik when you get to like Echeis. It's like Zabracha, you know, because that's the Bracha. Mm-hmm. But if we got that far, so what happens? It happens like this. Gracious, most people, sh'tayim mikra, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. Right? And then, Rachel goes more or less at the end, you get names, Chanoich, Misushela, Chanoich. But then, Noyach, Noyach is doable still. Noyach, you know what? Then it's Lech Lecha. And Kitar, and La'oimers, and the four Malachim, and the five Malachim, and things, you know what I'm talking, right? And then all of a sudden something happened. So I don't know. So what I'm going to do is like this. I'm going to talk a little bit about Shtayim Mikra now. I'm going to tell you if I think it's kedai to do. Then I'll tell you the luck. And I'm going to tell you today, I'm going to tell you every possible, imaginable kula in Shtayim Mikra. Just at least this year, just to get it done. Just to get it. Right? So I'm going to give you every kula. Right? But let's talk first. Let's talk tachlis first. Okay? First, I want to read you from the Pele Yoyetz. It is rare. I don't know. In the 2,712 Daf Mishas. It's rare. You can count on your fingers, you might be toes also. The amount of time, because I'll say a skula, right? Over here the Gemara says, if you read Shtayim Mikra, the Echad Targin, Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisa. You'll have a long life. If you do Shtayim Mikra, Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisa. And the Mepharshim say, what does it mean, Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisa? What does it mean, Marichin Lo? If it's Yomav, why Shnoisa? If it's Shnoisa, why Yomav? They say, there are some people, they can have a long life, but it's not a good life. Right? And then there's a person you can have a short life, but it's a good life. So here the bracha is, he'll have a long life and a short life. And Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva writes that over here Chazal were very smart. Why is it that you don't do Shtayim Mikra? Most people don't do Shtayim Mikra because they don't have time. So here Chazal said that there's no excuse. Because, and Rav Moshe said that pshat in the Gemara. Because here, if you do Shtayim Mikra, you're going to get it back. And then, Mefurish in the Gemara. So now I want to read you something. Listen to this. The Pele Yoyetz writes like this. Hinei, al kegoyin zeh mitzvah, shematin schara betzide. It says in the Torah Mefurish what the schara is on Shtayim Mikra, that you're going to have a long life. Right? So the Pele Yoyetz. Pele Yoyetz is before our door. You know, now you have to talk to a bacher. You can't talk too hard. You can't handle it, right? Pele Yoyetz is before that. Pele Yoyetz is way before that. There's different rules there. He says, Misha ain't a chayshish lekaima, a certain person that doesn't say Shtayim Mikra, onish ye onish, mimanov shoch. Mimanashoch will get punished. Why? It's like there like this. He says, Im ain't a maimin batoira, if you don't believe that if you do Shtayim Mikra, you'll have a long life. You don't believe it. Right? No, that it says in the Gemara, I don't believe that. So then, talk to Beliat, so nidoin bitsoya rosachas. So then you guys know, the guy next to you will explain to you what it means. Nidoin bitsoya rosachas. You don't believe in Chazal? So then nidoin bitsoya rosachas. He doesn't know. Nidoin bitsoya rosachas. Vimaimin. And if you believe that if you do Shtayim Mikra, you're going to have a long life and you still don't do it, so the Peliyot says, and you still don't care, v'ein echayshish, v'al chayiv lechas, and you don't want to have a long life? So then, ha-reza mischayiv b'nafshay, then you chayiv misa. Because you're committing suicide. You're giving up good years of your life. Right? Good years of your life. So, I think, you know, Salamai, what's the tie? The tie is like this. The guy says, look, I'm learning all day. Right? I learn all day, right? That's the oilam of Yehudah, you learn all day. Right? So I definitely don't have time for Shtayim Mikra. Shtayim Mikras are like a balabas. Right? But I learn all day, for even me. Right? So let me tell you like this. Rav Moshe, if Rav Moshe brings a raya, big excited about Rav Moshe, it's not important to know. If Rav Moshe brings a raya from a Gemara, right? Rav Moshe has a raya from a Gemara. So you know, Rav Moshe is a big man, maybe the biggest that lived in the entire world. Right? But, you know, if it's a raya from a Gemara, so you can learn the opposite. Maybe the Gemara could learn differently. We'll find something. But let's say Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, Pashu to Barer. Now, if you do a little computer search, right, and you see the word Pashu to Barer, and you take all of the Igros Moshe, and you write in the word Pashu to Barer, you're not going to get too much. Pashu to Barer. Pashu to Barer is in Rav Moshe. Pashu to Barer means that Koil HaTorah Kula, Rav Moshe was Koil HaTorah, just said that this is Pashu to Barer. You understand? Now you can't argue. That means that the entire, if you know something of Torah, the entire Torah just said that this is Pashut. If it was a Gemara, you could say, you could learn the Gemara differently. But the Koila Torah Kula just said that this is Pashut. So Rav Moshe writes like this. He says, Pashut Ubarer. Listen to Rav Moshe. Let's say you have someone who's Toirasai Umnasai. I'm going to ask you a riddle today. What's more important, davening or Shtayim Mikra? Now, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't, I'm not taking away from davening. But what's more important? Listen to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, Af Misha Toirasai Umnasai. Someone who's Toiras is Umnas, that's his job. Ki Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Vichaveirov. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, and he was Potter Mit Filo Midrabana. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did not have to daven. Zotar Moshe, he was chayiv in shtayim mikra ve'echad targum pashit u'borer. Pashit u'borer. Hey, so you gotta find. So what's this? Is there a limit schus? You find this a bacher? He doesn't do shtayim mikra. Rabbi Moshe just said it's pashit u'borer that even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is chayiv. So I think I found one limit schus. Because why am I telling you this? Because last month I gave a shir takin ve'en shmois about shtayim mikra, and bacher came over to me and he said to me, "Ach, what are you talking about? Right? You have to do Shtayim Mikra. Shtayim Mikra is like, you know, you think it's more important than I got the whole, you know, I say. So I have a limit chus. Because it's important. Stam, you have to know in life, you have to be melam chus on Yidin. Right? So I sent the Shiloh also to Chaim Kanievsky. Right? There's a sheet of the Magen Avraham that holds that women are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Women are chayiv, we don't pass them like this. We don't pass them that women are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Right? So I sent the Shiloh to Chaim Kanievsky like this. Lefi the sheet of the Magen Avraham. That women are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, right? Are women chayiv in Shtayim Mikra? Okay? So Chaim sent back, no. No, and I found there's a sefer, it was malakit, like 30 different cheetahs, right? So women are not chayiv in Shtayim Mikra ve'echa targim, right? So that is definitely mitzchus. Right? If there's anyone here who feels he fits into that category, right? Tzedem Rosh Hashiva, he should be ejected. He should be ejected from the dorm. But I don't know any other limitz chus. I don't know any other limitz chus. You have to do Shtayim Mikra. I told you, today I'm going to try every single imaginable kula just to get it to work. Okay? And if you think yourself like this, Shtayim Mikra, you know, is that... So I want to tell you, the Beis Yosef had a chavrusa with a malach. Now those days, Nikivent can heintige malachim. The heintige malachim, they're a little bit more, you know, friendly and thus. In the olden days, the malach, you did something wrong, he told you. That was how it goes, right? So Beis Yosef had a chavrusa with the malach. His sefer was called the Magid Meshadim. And in that sefer, he tells the Beis Yosef like this. He says, I see how you do, and it's not good when you have a malach that follows you. Right? He says, I see how you do Shtayim Mikra. He says, oh, it's Meridik. So he writes, man. He's not happy with him. He says, Hatoy Beinecha Shata Kari tells the Beis Yosef, Maran Beit Yosef, the Beis Yosef, the Hilke Beis Yosef. You imagine who the Beis Yosef was? He says, Hatoy Beinecha Shata Kari Pashi Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targim Berita. You're doing Shnayim Mikra and you're just running through it. Kechaita Al Gechalim. You're like on top of coals, like on a barbecue tower. He's trying to get that rice. Lifreik oil me alecha. You're just trying to get this nasty oil off of your back. So he says, "Valyolesh liskoy." You should remember, "Al tasit filas kakev." Don't do it like this. Ela sorech likrois apasha benaches lahargish bitzveikaiser. You should have shailas, and you should answer them. Or tired say some, and what you can't answer, so then look into it. But you see, it's like the Beis Yosef. You see, I have from this two things. I see even the Beis Yosef needs to get mussar. I'm not chalila saying the Beis Yosef, but you know, Vaisai Shtayim Mikra is one of those things. It's like a shtickle shlamazel. You know, shlamazel, everything needs mazel, right? He's not nashkin mazel. Shtayim Mikra doesn't have so much mazel. So I think today, let's get whatever it is. Well, just to get it through, just to ram it through Shtayim Mikra. You know, there's two types of yidin. I didn't want to do this. I need a mishabura a second. It's like base. No, because I wanted to tell you that. But you have to once. I want to tell you, Mary Dick, this mishabura, he waited 156 imadim to say. Right? Listen to this. I told you, in the old days, it wasn't like it nowadays. They spoke like, forget, no games. No games. No games. There were no games then. Listen to Bialocha. in the 156th Simon, he says, 155th, he says, you're going to go up to Shemayim, and he wants to tell you what it looks like. The guy comes up to Shemayim, they say to him, "No, do you know Mishnayis? You know Mishnayis?" So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "You don't know Mishnayis?" Haifak Lapanav, they send him to Mashlichen Oysa the Gehenim. This guy comes up, he knows Noshim and Nezikim, right? And Tyrus, Shnayim Oishloisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Bini, Halacha is Lama Loishanisa, but you don't know Halacha. But you don't know Halacha." And they take him, the guy comes up, he has halachis. Halachis. He knows Noshim, Nezikim, and halachis. He said to him, "Rabid, Tyrus Kaihanim, what's mit Kachim?" No, and they go like this, right? "What's Kachim?" "No." Kachim. Shai Shalu Gehenim. But this is a lie. Mishnah. The guy knows Mishnayis. He's got Tyrus, Kachim, Noshim, Nezikim, halacha, everything. What else? Come on. It comes out, come on. Yeah. You can't believe this line. Oh my loy bini, chamisha chumshe toira lama loy shanisa chumish. Chumish! He knows kol ha'dor kula, this Jew. Right? Gemara, Mishnah, halacha, everything. Chumish. Shteist? Shteist? You can have a yid, he knows kol ha'dor kula. But chumish. You have to know. Basic chumash with pshat, no? Right. So I don't know, I think I was talking one time, we talk about this, just to ram it through, get Shtayim Mikra in this year, and then after a while it becomes a part of your normal, right? It becomes a part, you all know that there's Yidin, there's some Yidin, there's always like a shayla of chumash on his mouth. You know, there's always something in the parsha, something that, you know, let's see. So let's try. I'll try to ram it through, right? So again, I'm going to go through all the shaylos that everyone asked me, Rashi, Unkelis, how to do it, one pasuk, two pasukim, one. And now again, I'm going to tell you today, every kula, the idea is that if you see one of these things work for you, do it. Right? Just to get it through this year. Just to ram it through. I'll give you an example, right? Everyone asks me, what's better, Rashi or Unkelis? What's better? And everyone knows there's a little bit of a shayla, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Halavai, you should do both, and Yerushalayim does both. But, again, let's ram it through, okay? Ram it through. So now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's better to do Unkelis. That's what Mishnah Berurah sounds like, because Unkelis is on every single pasuk. Okay? I want to tell you, Stam, Maimar Mozger, when you hear about Unkelis, a lot of times you think to yourself, Unkelis, it's not, this for me, you know. No way. I want to just tell you, Stam, it might be kedai to think about doing Unkelis. You know, you do what you work for you. But I'm just saying, it might be kedai to think about doing Unkelis. Sometimes not even the Havamina. Once we'll tell you, do Rashi. I'm just telling you, maybe to think about it, I'll tell you why. And you don't have to do each week, you can change 1 week Unkelis, right? I'll just tell you why. But Unkelis, if a person reads Unkelis, after a while, he starts getting better at Gemara. He starts learning those words, Ori, Yas, and Azati, Oris, and Yases, and Dal, right? And a lot of the Aramaic, right? I have one of my brothers, we have conversations in Aramaic when we don't want our wives to understand what's going on. Ori, Yas, Gracious, Kad, Yasmin, right? I know, because Nashimar, no, I didn't have a kasha on my wife, but Nashimar Potter from. No, but you never know. It might be kedai to think about it, and maybe one aliyah. You know, just okay. But if you want to know the ma'isa, I can tell you. I once asked Rav Eliashiv. Let's say if a Balkari doesn't understand Unkelis, and Mishnah Berurah sounds like Unkelis is better, but he says, I don't know Unkelis, and then I just feel like I'm not doing anything. I just feel like I'm, you know, I don't want to say, but I'm wasting my time. So then Rav Eliashiv said you could tell him to do Rashi, and for him Rashi is a lichatchila. And I'm going to tell you a secret. When you do Rashi, you can do Rashi in English too. Unkelis, you can't do it in English. Because the whole vort of Shtayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is that Targum, the vort of Targum is Targum of Unkelis, that comes from Sinai straight. So you have to say those words in order to get Shtayim Mikra. Rashi is a an asifa, place. He amassed all together all of the midrashim that we have a Kabbalah are considered acceptable for Shtayim Mikra. So therefore, Rashi, the mile of Rashi is not the words of Rashi. Right? I mean, Avadah it's Heilig and Avadah it's Kaddish, and there's a Shaila, right? But if a person says to me, I'm going to just read Rashi and understand Rashi, Avadah that person, you tell him to read the Rashi in English. I think most of us can handle that, right? You fancy people. When I was growing up, I was Shishiva, tell him, when we were growing up, you know, these Gevenkin fancy people with art scrolls and dust. Halavai, we had that blue chumash, you know what I'm talking about, the Feralik of that, you know, with the blue, with the yi and the art and the Tao and the old and the French. right? And then you get to those Diktuk Rashis and Menachem and French and French and French and French and does, and of course, right? 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 Nowadays, art school, right? What are you talking? I saw this before I gave the shiur. I gave the shiur somewhere else yesterday. I said, I want to see what's going on. Art school translates the old French words into English. Right? You have to go to the Eiffel Tower. Right? Some old French guy, a social interesting guy with like a beret and stuff. You ask him, what's this word? He says, yeah, my Zaydith Gekentel. Right? You guys have it in your hand, it's in your hands. You can have Rashi in your hands. Right? I wish I was young again. I'm not sure. There's no chance for me, but I wish I was young again. Old French. You guys even have old French on your hand. So, If Rashi talks to you, do Rashi. If Rashi talks to you in English, do Rashi in English. People ask me, do you have to say the words, that the Maisa? I once asked Rabbi Kanievsky through a letter. And he said that Taka, since Shai Mikra is a din, like Lulav is a din, so then there's a Maila to Taka be saying the words, and even in English. Even in English, meaning just that the words, you don't have to, like, you know, loud and whatever, but to say the words. To say the words, this episode, there's Taka and Maila to do that. Now, how do you do it? So that's number one. So if a person comes, he says, I want to do Targum, let him do Targum. If a person comes and he says, I want to do Rashi, let him do Rashi. Want to do Rashi in English, let him do it. I think you all know, if there's a Pusik that doesn't have a Rashi, then you know that already. If there's a Pusik that doesn't have a Rashi, so then you're supposed to read the Pusik three times. Right? I'll tell you a secret. Maybe you could do on those Pusikim, you'll do two times the Mikra, and you'll do an Unkelis, so that maybe, you know, once in a while just to do an Unkelis, so that you get used to doing an Unkelis, and then after a while, who knows, maybe you'll get the Unkelis. Okay, fine. Now, how do you do it? Right? Everyone wants to know, do I do...
What about doing English translation?
That's a big problem. It's a big problem. I once spoke to Rav Moshe Sternbach, and it was a basic English translation, I'll say an art school translation. I once spoke to Rav Moshe Sternbach. He said that if you have I was talking to him about something for Isha Torah. He said, the reason you should tell them to do it is because it'll get them into the mode of Shtai, like a Chinuch Hazar, right? And they'll do Shtai Mikra, and the next year they'll do it. He said, but we don't have a Kabbalah that translation has a validity of, it's definitely not a validity of Sinai, of Targum from Sinai, and it doesn't have a validity that it's coming with the Pirushim of the proper Midrashim. I can tell you even a bigger Kedesh Yeshiva. I once asked the Shaila, and then I found afterward that there are many Paiskim like this, you can't use anything except for Rashi. You can't even use an Or Chaim or Ramban. And once you hear that, you can't even use even the Ramban, who is the Heluk Ramban. Let's say a person says, this year I'm doing, you know, all the years I did Shtayim Mikra Vechav Rashi, so this year I want to do Shtayim Mikra Vechav Ramban. According to all the Paiskim I saw, it doesn't work for Shtayim Mikra, which is a big Chiddush, because the accepted, I guess, midrashim that have to be included in your arsenal of Shtayim Mikra have to either be the direct Sinai of Targum or Rashi's midrashim, whatever Rashi brought. Which is so Kavachimer, they say the English now. But, you know, if a person says, listen, I know myself, if I don't do this year, then next year, and for the rest of my life, okay, it's a chinuch, which I tell you, right? He's not getting the mitzvah, but what should I say? What?
Are you allowed to, like on an art school page, you like to do seven pesukim, all in Hebrew, and then do English, because it's hard to go back and forth.
Let me get there. That I'm going to get to. Those two things I want to get to. In other words, how to do it in the how, you know, how do you break it up, and how do you do it in the breaking it up, a pasik, mik. So let's go in order. Again, get it to work. Mishnah Berurah, for example, said, I'll get to that moment, I'm just doing one other thing first. The Mishnah Berurah goes that it's better to do shtayim mikra ve'echa targum. I didn't say yet the whole Parsha, Rishon Sheni, but when you're doing it, Mishnah Berurah goes, it's better to do pasik. Again, I don't mean the amount. You might do 20 psukim together, but 20 psukim together, then 20 psukim again, then targum. That's how Mishnah Berurah goes, right? The Maisa, a lot of us, that doesn't go for us, right? Mishnah Berurah holds that to the Chatchila. I can tell you like this. I once heard from a Scheinberg, he told me that he saw the Chazon Ish doing Shtayim Mikra, and he said the Chazon Ish didn't do it like that. Again, if this works for you, and this is how I do it, Adayam Ezek, because it talks to me more, right? And explain to me why. He said the Chazon Ish did first Mikra, then Targum, whatever his Targum was, let's say Rashi, whatever, right? And then afterward Mikra. So he said to me, why? He said to me, or Scheinberg, he said, when you learn the Gemara, how you learn the Gemara? You learn the Gemara down. You read the Gemara first. Then you read the Rashi, right? After you read the Rashi, now you read the Gemara again. And you're reading it with the Havana of the Gemara, of the Rashi. And it says, it has more of a, it talks to a person more. So it might have more, especially if you're doing Unkelis, that for sure talks to a person, you know? Then you read it right back in. So again, If it works for you that way, do it that way. If it works for you the Mishnah Berurah's way, the Mishnah Berurah that way is lechatchila. But either one of these ways works. That's number one.
It could be in the same session, or it could be over the course of a week. So
that's what I'm getting to now. You mean how to break it?
I mean, let's say you read an Aliyah.
I don't care how you just did it. Let's say you did the whole parsha just now. First, I'm talking about in you read the whole parsha, let's say, or each day. That doesn't bother me. I'm discussing now the whole parsha, then the whole Targum, then the whole parsha. Okay? But if you break it up, you know, today Rishon. So then the Rishon you would do is Rishon, then Targum. Then Rishon again, then the Pesukim again, or the Mishnah Berurah's way. I just want to show you that whichever way talks to you, do it. In Halacha, there's a Makor command for every way. Another thing, this is the big one. How do you break it up? And you all know there's different things. You bring the Svarim that tell us that Rishon Sheni is not real and Prakim aren't real. I'm going to tell you, with these eyes, I saw Rav Eliashiv do every day, not to the pay and to the samech. You know, everyone knows it's pay and samech and does. I saw with these eyes, Rav Eliashiv every single day did Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. That's how he did it. That it was easiest to break up like that. Okay? Some the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Some say the Goyin says you should do it to each pay. You know, pay your samech, each hepsik. That's how you should break it up. Right? Some say you should break it up the entire parsha. Why am I telling you this? I'm hoping I'm confusing you. The Teretz is, and that's the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. The Ovid, Kimar, Ovid, do what you want, as long as it works. I'll give you an example. The Stipler used to do it like this. He would read along with the Baal Koyre. Now, just out of one thing, when you read around the Baal Koyre, the person davening next to me in Shul last week, he also, he goes with this Mahalach. He reads the whole entire Parsha at the same time as the Baal Koyre. The only thing is he was louder than the Baal Koyre. You know what I'm talking about? You know the guy, he thinks he's the chazan for bells on Yom Kippur? Shas Me'ila. You know that guy. Right? So he davened next to me last week. He's talking about that. Shut up. Guy stands in the middle. Looks like he thinks like in the middle over there. But that's because he's by the Bima. He's like, I'm fancy people. Right? I'm trying to live. So it just means you have to say the words. Gracious, Baal Kim. You don't have to say it loud. But the Stipler, Dichstein Mikra. I know to a lot of this talks to us, you know? Because then, you know, we feel like we're doing two things at once. And so, you know, kill two. No, not like that. But anyways, so you have, you know, I didn't say it there. But so you have like this. If you read the Parsha at the same time as the Baal Koyre, which is not easy. Sometimes you have this Baal Koyre who's like, you know, he's like the kid, you know? It only works if you okay, you try it. I'm saying if you're 4.5 blocks behind him, you know what I mean? Right? You know, sometimes you see the guy who comes to shul and he's like, you know, he's still holding by like Chayisora, right, from last year. And because he's trying to catch up to the Baal Koyre from more. But if it works and you can do it step by step.
Tell the Baal Koyre to go a little slower.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll ask Davar Uri this week.
No, that's the Basha sometimes.
Yeah. At least we don't have the problem being louder.
It's kind of suffocious.
Let's say you don't say it right. Like, you're not going to be able to say every word.
Give me one more. I just want to finish that sentence. So if you, the Stipler used to read the whole parsha with the Baal Koyre, right? Watch, in other words, and you see, therefore he's going Rishon. He would read with the Baal Koyre. That was his one mikra. Then afterward, during Bein Aliyas, he would do a Targum. Okay? If you're able to get that in, right? You do a Targum. If you're the Stipler, you could also learn Baba Kama in between. Right? But you got the Aliyah there. Then you got, but also you see how he did it. You see, he didn't bother Rishon, Shane, whatever. So he did with the Chazin. Then he did the Targum. And then after laning, he did the entire Parsha. Well, you see, I'm just trying to show you every way works. That's the Iker over here. Kimat, anything you're going to tell. So if you wanted to know before, somebody wanted to ask me on the Art Scroll pages. I didn't ever find anyone that says that if it's broken up to be art scroll pages that you're allowed to do it, right? But I can't say it's a problem.
No, I'm not saying to stop there even. I'm just saying to read all the Hebrew.
The Chumash, let's say.
Yeah, and then get all the English after on one page.
But no,
do seven psukim and then seven psukim in English.
Look, I definitely, if you do it, you yikes. Okay. I would prefer you get to some type of a hefsek, some type of a, you know, don't stop in the middle of the borough. You want to know what happened? I think you get the idea. You get the idea. No, that's a chayr. Now, two last things that I say. There's a mila to say it with the trop. It's definitely a milah say it with the, you know, with the laning, with the trop. That's a milah, right? There's a milah the Pais can bring. That Rizal used to take out the Sefer Torah and lane it from the Sefer Torah. I'm not sure if it's going to be so accepted over here in the yeshiva, right? Like in the middle of Seder, a guy doing Hagwa.
When are you allowed to start?
Not such a matter, but...
When are you allowed to start?
When are you allowed to start? That's what I wanted to talk about, right? Oh, that's very important. But first of all, like this. Number one, this is Iker, right? In Shtayim Mikra, I'll do it like this. Everyone wants to know, if I didn't do Brachos, right? So do I start now from Noach? Right? When the Shal is Brachos, Noach is Nishkefer Alchem. The Parsha is like, the Shal is like Masai. But if you're over here, Brachos, but that you have to know, and this is very important. Every week is a new Chiyav of Shtayim Mikra. And you have to cut your losses. Even if you didn't do Brachos, this week, right now, you are chayiv now, according to all shitas in Noach. I'll tell you the starting time and ending time, with that I'll finish myself, but the starting time and the ending time, it we'll hold off for a second. But everyone agrees, right now, you're chayiv in Noach. Brachos, most shitas hold that you lost. However, I think you all know this, that some shitas hold you have until Aseres Yemei Teshuva, some shitas hold you have until Shmini Atzeres. So if you would ask me now, I want to know, what should I do now? Right? So I tell you, do Noach. Do Noach, because now you're for sure chayv in Noach, so that comes first. Right? And then make up Brachos. And in general, that should be the Mahalach. Now, you want to know what's the starting time? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the starting time, let's say I'll go this week, right? I'll go from Lech Lecha, meaning from after Noach. So this week's starting time of Lech Lecha, the Mishnah Berurah says, is from Mincha. From Mincha Shabbos. In other words, from Mincha Shabbos, you're chayv in Lech Lecha. So this is a big shayla. Does it mean mincha gdoila? Does it mean mincha tana? Does it mean when I daven mincha? Right? Does it mean mincha gdoila, mincha tana? When I daven mincha, it's a big shayla this. Right? The pashtus, I think, is from when I daven mincha and from when my tzibur starts lech lecha. Right? So which means that this week, your starting time on lech lecha is probably from when you do mincha. That's how Mishnah Berurah goes. And now, from there, you have madregas. Mishnah Berurah says, now the lichatchila most is to finish. We'll go back to Noach now for a second. The Chachila most is to finish Noach today, by Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't finish by Erev Shabbos, there's a milah to finish before tomorrow morning, before the laning. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't finish by the laning, there's a milah to finish before the Suda, the Suda. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a milah if you didn't finish by the Suda, to finish before the Mincha. Right? And then the shita's that hold that you get all the way till Tuesday. And then the shita's that hold, you get all the way till Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And then the shita's that hold, you get till Shmini Atzeres. Right? That's a Seder HaDvarim. So the starting time of the next week will be the Mincha, right? From when you guys lay in Lech Lecha. That's the starting time. The ending time, obviously, will be the ending of there, right? So Taka, last week, I got a little bit in a bind. Brachos was not so easy, because Brachos you only had a couple of days for, right? So usually I daven Mincha Gdoila.
Brachos, you have to wait till Zos HaBracha.
You have to wait till Zos HaBracha, right? Because you can't start it until that. You have to wait till after Zos HaBracha. So
you start by Chasam Brachos.
Right. So you start by Chasam Brachos. You only have 3 days. So I found that out the hard way. I thought it was a 7-day week. Whatever. So what I did was, usually I daven Mincha Gdoila, right? So that's why I daven Mincha Gdoila. That way I got Brachos. You got Brachos until there. And then afterward, you start Noach. From then, you're like, I used to see Rav Scheinberg, he used to just say, every Maita Shabbos, he used to do the entire Shtayim Mikra. I just want to show you, anything works. Right? He used to do the entire Shtayim Mikra for the week on the Maita Shabbos. In other words, this Maita Shabbos, he would do Lech Lecha, just that what he did. He told me once, he said he was doing it since he's a Bacher. He said, look, Maita Shabbos is a hard time to learn sometimes. He said, now this is a Seder. It's easier, right? Yeah, for him it was a hard time to learn. So that he knows, if you do that, so then it goes, okay, you do what you can, right? Erev Shabbos is no chatchila. Pashtus is you can do it at night, even though there's a problem to learn Chumash at night, but if you're doing also with Targum, so then Targum gives it the sense of not just Mikra. It gives it the sense of more of a learning. So the Remekel, you could do it by night, certainly on Thursday night Remekel, certainly on Friday night Remekel, certainly on Monday Shabbos Remekel. Sorry?
Just doing Targum.
If you're not doing Targum, then that's a Shiloh.
What is certainly Thursday night?
Because I'll be Kabbalah. If I explain this to the Olam, this is what I discuss with my friends in the cave. And they told me not to discuss it with you guys. No, I don't understand it. I just know that Thursday night has something to do with Al-Pikabala. There's much more of an inyan to be learning Chumash and Mikra. There's certain things that go on there that I can't explain to you. And whoever understands it first, you explain it to the other guy.
Are you Yates and Mikra?
What?
Are you Yates and Mikra even if you don't understand what you're saying?
Sorry?
If you're doing the Mikra.
Mikra Pashas, yes. Pashas, you're Yates even if you don't understand what you're saying. Pashas, yes. Right? But again, there's a vada maila to be saying what you understand. So if a, that's what I said before from Rav Eliyashiv. If it's a Rashi, for example, and you're going to say the Rashi in English, right? Da'olam here knows English. Not the English, too, yeah? Da'olam, everyone speaks English here, no? I think it's. What is that?
Are you able to do it until Tuesday?
Not the chatchila. Now, the chatchila, you're supposed to do it by Erev Shabbat, and the chatchila, by at least the mincha, by at least the this, right? But the epic, we give you till Tuesday. But I'll give you an example. Someone asked me this week, on Sunday, should he start Nayach now, or should he still do Gracious till Tuesday? That's a good shaila. I'm not sure, because Pashtis, even though he's chayiv now, Nayach for sure, according to everyone, right? But here, I don't know if he has to cut his losses. By Wednesday, I tell him cut his losses. Because by Wednesday, according to most shitas, you're no longer chayiv and breaks. So at least get first nayach. I think that's not something, right? At least get first nayach, and then get the breaks. What?
Tuesday for nayach.
Sorry.
Till next week Tuesday for nayach.
Till next week Tuesday after nayach.
Do you have to argue if you know you'll mispronounce words?
I think so.
No.
I think so. After a while, you get good at it. If you mispronounce words, now sometimes you have a word that like it makes a total difference, but I think so. I think so. But I didn't say it's kedaiyed. If you know that it'll talk to you more in Rashi, then do the Rashi. I'm saying that you have to know yourself. Again, I think my Eitzah is a good Eitzah. Sometimes you do, you know, one day you could do like this. You know, I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have a Parsha, which is like, I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have a Parsha that's Mamish, is no Rashis. Maybe that Parsha, it's kedaiyed to do Unkelis. Because otherwise, just reading the Pasuk three times, get used to a little bit of Unkelis.
Three times well, for each one you do it.
Three psukim. You'd read the pasuk three times. Yeah.
And we do start making a time. We do say all together six times.
No.
That's all. Oh. Three times.
Two times.
No, no. Two times, and then that. What? Pashas not. Pashas not. No, the Rashi in English, yes. But you mean in that case of that? No. Then you have to read the pasuk three times. The English has no valid. Has no. We have no Kabbalah that English is the proper translation.
Well, what's the reason for
time? We don't have a Kabbalah that it's what Chazal. I mean, articles of Kabbalah. Right? I wish I held old French, you fancy people. But it's not. It's not considered something that we can rely on. Not rely. You know what I mean? We don't have a Kabbalah on something. That's Mamish the story of the Stipler. Kimat, right? Stipler did. Right. So you see that. What do you want to do? You want to do
during the week? You do one mekra, one
mekra,
and then like with chaz, with
I'm not afraid of you. Okay? Get old. Okay? I know somebody very cautious that does that.
Kaltov, good Shabbos.
What if the English? What if the